In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we start the fasting in remembrance of the fast of the people of Nineveh and how they offered the kind of repentance that was accepted by the Lord. And we hear in the book of Jonah that the people of Nineveh believed God. And when they believed, to live this belief, and this what makes the belief has a value. It's a living faith. So they offered repentance that was accepted by God. It was a true one. There are many kinds of repentance. And some of these repentances are not accepted because they are not true, they are not genuine, they are not from the heart, they are not according to God's will. But here we have an example. We have an example of what would be an accepted repentance is. So we see that when they heard the calling upon them from Jonah, they immediately started to offer the repentance. True repentance starts now. Repentance that is going to happen, it's postponed till later on, is not a true repentance, is not a genuine one. When we start thinking and we move by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts to change something, to heed the instruction, and then at the end we conclude that we'll start this tomorrow, then this repentance is not yet strong enough to be accepted or to make us to change and to move and change direction. All the people who were moved by true repentance, they change it immediately. It is now. Yes, this change might take some time and some time until it is fulfilled, until it is complete repentance. But this desire and holy passion, it makes us to move now. If I feel or I believe that I need to change, I need to sit with my Father of Confession, then I have to set the plan today and I have to make sure that this plan is going to take place. How many times we moved with a passion towards the Bible, that we want to read the Bible? How many times we postponed this until this zeal faded and ended up into nothing? How many times we felt that we want to stand and talk with God and pray, and then we kept postponing this until the show will end in the TV, until we take the dinner, and then the day ended and we did not stand and pray? True repentance starts now. This is something in common among all those people who are moved with it. True repentance also leads the penitent to heed warnings. They heard Jonah calling, and this was it. They believed the man when he said after 40 days, the city will be turned and will be thrown out. They heeded the warnings. Some of the people, they move sometimes with some passion whenever they hear like a sermon, or they see a movie. We all remember how the Passion of Christ a few years ago moved some of the people in order to start in a way to change directions. But actually, this didn't last much. True repentance, the motive that makes people truly repent is they moved with the fear of God and they heed the warnings. They believe the warning. We have many things in the Bible that tells us that this way leads to destruction, but truly we don't believe them. We don't take God seriously. Today, if we were paying attention, in the Pauline epistle that we hear about a group of people who will not go to heaven, among them was the revilers. Revilers are those people who, as the kids say, they are cussing, saying bad words. So this group will not go to heaven. Do we believe God when he says that revilers will not go to heaven? Or we feel like maybe this is too much. Maybe God doesn't mean it. Maybe at the end he will come and make some exemption for the people who are cussing. Repentance makes us to heed warnings. We take it seriously. It is exactly like somebody says to you, this plate has poison, don't eat. When you believe, when you stop eating from this particular plate, then by then, you know that you have got the penitent heart. But if we keep on ignoring the warnings, we take things lightly, we move as if like there is no judgment, or God is not serious about His commandments and His justice, then till now, we do not repent yet. The people of Nineveh, they heeded the warning, they took it very seriously. That's why the repentance was accepted. True repentance also calls for radical change in direction and setting different priorities. When they heard the words of Jonah, they all gathered and made a change into their direction. What did they do? They all agreed to fast, to give up everything by that time. Even the king said that no one will eat or drink until God will look upon us. Not only so, but they all agreed that everyone will give up his wickedness, will turn from his wicked ways and change the things that he used to live in. This is what his repentance is about, changing direction and setting priorities. You can see this happening in some of the in the lives of some people whom they come to know that their days are numbered. People might know that they are sick and this sickness is serious enough, and in a way they feel like their days are few. So they start to set different priorities. And all what is they are after is that I get myself prepared to heaven. And I make sure that the people who are after me will remember me in a way that is positive. If we acquire the mindset of a person who is about to leave the earth, I believe that we all live on this earth, penitent and acceptable before God. If we just dwell on this thought that maybe our life will come to an end soon, this is not something scary. It makes us to move with some passion towards preparing ourselves to this journey that we are going to travel, all of us who are going to travel it, and to sit and to stay in this eternal place. This is what repentance is all about. It is also, it calls for a radical change. It is not so and so. It is not, I'm going to have this and give up on this. I will give up this during the fast, but I will still keep this particular sin. Maybe I will stop eating this, going to these places, but still I will hang out with this group of people whom I know that they are taking me away from God. This is not repentance. There is nothing in the repentance that calls for holding the stick from the middle, that I can go here and there, and then I satisfy God while I'm living in an ungodly way. Repentance calls for a radical change in direction and setting different priorities. True repentance also moves those people who acquire it to do whatever it takes. They believed God, they wanted to offer true repentance, then what does it take? It took what? To give up everything, we will do that. To fast, we will do that. We to pray and cry to God, we will do that. We change from our wickedness, we will do that. They did not debate with Jonah and saying, what about doing this and doing that? What about if I fast in this way, but I give, but I still keep this? What about doing this and not doing that? Is it important that I have to change direction totally, or can I do this step by step? It makes the people who moved with it to do whatever it takes. What does it take that God would forgive me? Then I will move and I will do whatever it takes because I heed the warning and I know that God is serious and He is going to judge the earth. There was no debate between the people and Jonah. There was no this bargain that sometimes we do in when we talk and take counsel. As if like if Abuna approves something that's incomplete or incorrect, God will accept it. Sometimes we assume that if I keep on pushing and pressuring Abuna, maybe he will get me approval for something that's not according to God's will. Even if Abuna does, God will judge him and will still judge the person who is taking this kind of approval. True repentance makes us to do whatever it takes. It needs men, true men, and this applied also on the females, people who are serious, to move and do whatever it takes. If it's a kind of a relationship that I know I have to give it up, then I will give it up. If this kind of thought that I know is tempting me now, and it's appealing to me, and I know it is not godly, then I will give up on this. I will fight against this. If it is a show in the TV that I know whenever I watch it, this moves my heart with kind of lust, I will give it up. Whatever it takes, this is true repentance. True repentance also is clothed with humility. The humility that brings the person to his father of confession to say, I have sinned, I have done wrong, this was not right what I have did, I have done. Humility that makes us to take the blame and accept the reproach, and we do not try to hide from it or run from it or avoid it. We will sometimes clothe the confession with something that maybe will protect the ego. It is not like this. True repentance makes the people do as the people of Nineveh. They sat in sackcloth. They humbled themselves to the ground. This is they knew. This is what they felt. This is what might make God to move with compassion and mercy with them. Again, the question that's for all of us, why we do not confess? Why we are afraid to hear a blame or a reproach? Simply because there is still this seed of pride. This ego wants to hide. And then it's when this ego lives, we die. As simple as this, when the ego lives, we die. When we die, the ego dies, then we live. Those people humbled themselves, and that's why their repentance was accepted. True repentance also is full of hope. Yes, I am a sinner, and I was taken into this, and maybe I have some of bad habits that is reigning over me, and I cannot get out from them, but still I have hope that one day God will release. I believe, even if I don't see it now, that God is able to do anything and set me free again. Even while I'm grieving by sinning, but still I believe that God will one day will deliver me from the hands of my enemies. It is full of hope. Repentance that makes you fall in despair is not true repentance. There is something ungodly in it. There is something from Satan in it to ruin it and ruin your life with it. This kind of sadness that fills our hearts and tell us all the time that you are a sinner, there is no way you will be damned, this is not from God. Let us remember the repentance of the people of Nineveh. It is not about changing food tomorrow for 3 days. It is about changing direction. It is about a true repentance. This is the only thing that would be pleasing to God. Let us remind ourselves with what true repentance means. What are the signs of true repentance? It starts now. It leads the penitent to heed warnings. It calls for a radical change in direction and a setting of different priorities. Those who are moved by it will do whatever it takes. It is clothed with humility and it hope. Glory be to God forever and ever.